Hey, welcome to Battle Wounds Podcast. I'm your host, Amos St. John. Thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, it means the world to me that you're here right now. Listen, if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe right now. Also, if you are following or glancing through any of our pages, whether it's in Facebook, Instagram, make sure you follow and like. Share this with someone. Share this with your homeboy, your brother, your cousin, your friend and them, your homegirl, your spouse, your significant other, your side chick, your side dude. I'm joking. Well, I'm really not. But if you are part of this community, make sure you follow, like, subscribe, and share it with someone that you believe that will benefit from this podcast. I did this podcast to not just only share insights from my walk and journey in life thus far, but also to add value to you, to the men and to the women who support great men. It's important that we grow this village because there are so many people on this specific country that are struggling, that are needing a light in the midst of gray or dark. You know what I'm saying? And I believe this podcast can help them. I want to thank those who have personally shared how much this podcast has blessed them. The text messages, the DMs, the likes and the comments really make it much easier to keep pushing forward. It adds so much joy to my heart to knowing that it helps you. So I just want to say thank you. Again, don't forget to subscribe, like, follow, share this podcast. And for those who were part of the season premiere, who saw it, thank you so much. Chris Black is just an amazing individual. I thank God for him being in my life. And I pray that the conversation we had and what was shared has been beneficial to you. Now, if you haven't listened or watched the season premiere, season 5 premiere of, you know, What Are You Afraid Of? Featuring my brother and mentor, Chris Black, go back and watch it. I guarantee you're going to enjoy it. You're going to pick something from it that's going to bless you. Oh, I'm so thankful, man. I'm excited about this season. I have a renewed sense of focus. I feel I have a purpose, and I'm driving towards it. And so your support means the world to me. So this episode is special to me. I am 44 years old. I'm a Black man. You know, born in New York, raised in the South in Florida, came up through Atlanta, lived in Baltimore, and then lived in D.C., and now I'm in Dallas. And so I have a mixed culture, a mixed level of influences as I was raised. But I think to my core, I'm a New Yorker. I'm a Haitian American. I'm a Haitian Dominican American. As I mentioned, Haitian, my heart goes out and prayers go out to the country in the island of Haiti. It's a mess over there. I have always wanted to visit Haiti, and I do believe one day I will, but now is not the time. I have family there. I know my family has people there, and it's under a lot of duress. And it's just been a common theme and story about Haiti and the political unrest. Now, social media is here, so we get to see a bird's eye view of what's going on in Haiti. And my prayers are to all the people who are affected by what's going on in Haiti. I pray for peace. I pray for resolve, political resolve. They are in need of peace. They are in need of help. And they are in need of our prayers. And so Haiti, ma prie pour, okay? Ma prie pour tout le monde in Haiti. All right, I'm praying for you. Yes, I just spoke Creole. I'm fluent in Haitian Creole, for those who didn't know. I don't talk too much about that side of me, but yes, I do speak fluent Creole. I can speak French, but I just got to kind of kind of move the Creole side because it's broken French, so sometimes it's kind of hard to get through French, but I can speak and read French very fluently. I grew up in that. I'm supposed to be able to speak Spanish, but I don't do too much of that, but I did grow up speaking Spanish. So it's in me, it's in my blood. My mom was Dominican, my dad is Haitian, and so it's there. So yeah, that's a little bit about me. All right, let's move a little forward. Actually, we'll stay there about me. I'm actually, this episode is dear to my heart. I say I'm 44 years old, and I only share this with people that I work closely with, and I tell them, I am an emotional person. I think because the artist in me, the artsy creative side of me, requires an emotion, sharing, radiating emotion. And so I noticed the older I get, that's something I can't run from, that I'm an emotional man, you know? And so I'm titling this episode, Being He-motional. Yes, being he-motional. I think sometimes in society as a black man, or just as a man, period, being emotional is not something that is synonymous to being a man. You know, the symbol of a man is strength, muscular, you know, just, you know, strong, fortified. And never you see too much of the emotional side where we have to deal with vulnerability. And for me, how I was raised and just how I am wired, I do have the strong and fortified side, but there is an emotional side. And I think 70 or 80% of the time, I'm more on the emotional side because of my creativity and artsy and just how I am wired. But there is a fortified, very strong side. I think they're just intertwined very well with me. But as I go through a transition in my life, I'm noticing how my emotions are and how emotional I am. And it could be difficult with people in my village and my surroundings to read me. And for those who deal with that, I know that I can attest to a lot of people who deal with it. It's being emotional and it's a very unique thing. There are people who are not as emotional. There's definitely many of men who are not as emotional as I am. Now, I'm not going to be out here crying and being, you know, super sobby and stuff like that. But there is a side of me who I am emotional. When I'm sad, I'm sad. And when I'm up, I'm up. And you know what I'm saying? And so there's, if you know me, you can look at me, you can tell like, okay, something's up. There are guys that can hide their emotions. I'm not that really good in hiding my emotions. I don't know about you guys, but I'm not that good in hiding my emotions. There are times where I have to, and I put up a facade. But now that I'm going through a transition that is requiring me to level up in my life, there are some areas in my life that are being challenged. And I just want to talk about emotions a little bit, because I don't think people really understand that it's okay for a man to be emotional. I'm going to say it again. It's okay for a man to be emotional. I have to debunk this whole soft boy era, like, you know, people making light of it and stuff like that. You know, it's okay for a man to show emotion and be vulnerable. I'm a good friend of Tim Ross. I served with him as he was pastor at Embassy, and he's all about being hot, honest, open, and transparent. And if you follow his podcast, you know, the Basement, you see how vulnerable and transparent and open he is. And, you know, serving under him for those years really made it okay and made me realize it is completely fine to be vulnerable. It's so completely fine to be honest, open, and transparent. And so I live by that creed. It's difficult because it's a lot of people live by that creed. And I understand it's just the way it is. But for me, I noticed in order to grow, it requires to be in touch with that side, that emotional side. And so I want to talk about being he-motional and how that's completely fine in your life as a man. Now, for women, it's always synonymous, you know, with childbirth and dealing with the menstrual cycle every month. That's, I mean, emotional. It's synonymous for women to talk about emotions. But I want to have the dialogue. Now, it's really more a monologue. but about men and their emotions. Like I don't see us talking too much about that. I was browsing on YouTube and I came across a conversation between Nick Cannon and Devon Franklin, and they were talking about, you know, just dealing with heartbreak and you know, Nick Cannon kind of was like, man, you know, you got to talk about this soft boy era and stuff like that, and they were kind of saying like, it's nothing wrong with a man being emotional. There's nothing wrong with a man being vulnerable. I don't know why it's being almost ridiculed, how, you know, it's not manly to show emotion, man. You gotta be hard. You gotta, you know what I'm saying? You gotta, you know, you don't be that. Come on, yo. Like, it's completely fine to be emotional. And I wanna kinda share three thoughts about that, being emotional. And one of the first things I wanna talk about is meekness is not weakness. I'm gonna say it again. Meekness is not weakness. For those who know me, they would say, man, Amos is so humble. And, you know, for those may look at it as like, oh, you might be a pushover. No, it's a choice. Meekness for many is a choice. I choose the route of meekness because it's like, I know I'm a big guy. I'm 6'3", you know, 270. Like, I'm a big guy. And I know that my presence can be somewhat intimidating for some. And so since a young age, I've always kind of been big for my age. And so I've carried that, like, you know what? I'm not going to lord my presence over people and create this intimidation tactic and say, hey, you know, that's just not me. And so I've always kind of been the meek guy and walk in a room or walking in, and I'm just, that's just me. I'm not, it's not an act, but that's just how I choose to carry myself. But I think a lot of people mistake that's weak. You show no strength being meek, like, or turn the other cheek. Then who was Jesus? Like, for those who follow Christ, who are believers, who are saved and follow Christ, Jesus was no pushover. But he believed in walking in meekness. He believed in turning the other cheek. And so I follow Christ. I'm a believer. And so I have no problem walking in meekness and turning the other cheek. Now, there's a times where, you know, enough is enough, and I'll slap the crap out of you, you know? You know, like, there's limits to that. But I want to basically say, by default, meekness is not weakness. Even in relationships, even in marriages, I've seen it, I've experienced it where, you know, I've always opted to take the meek route, and sometimes it's taken as being weak. Or is it just like, yo, I need to see some sign of force? Or no, I'm not. Listen, I know I can tear this whole place. I can Incredible Hulk the crap out of it. I will tear, smash, I'll do everything. But why? What's that's going to resolve for me? Nothing. But just create all this collateral damage. So I'd rather just not exude strength or exude anger and go the meek route. That's me. Now, it may be different for you, but I felt like that has brought me a long way. That has caused a lot of peace and a lot of harmony in my life. Now, there's turmoil at times, there's confusion, there's chaos and stuff like that. That just comes with the natural cycle of life. But I feel like me choosing meekness when there's an option to show the opposite, which can be anger and you know what I'm saying? I choose meekness because I feel like that's strength. It takes more strength to be meek than to show anger or to show, you know what I'm saying, power. For those who show power, sometimes it can be a disguise to weakness. Now, I'm not saying because you're powerful, you're weak, no. But I said there are some who use their power to overcompensate their position or their influence or their money or, you know what I'm saying, they lord something over people to overcompensate where they're weak. And sometimes it's, you know what I'm saying? So meekness actually resembles the opposite, strength. And sometimes strength, or the appearance of strength can actually mean the opposite, weakness. And so sometimes people confuse meekness as weakness, and it's not that. Meekness is actually strength, restrained and controlled strength. That's, to me, my definition. And so meekness is not weakness. That was the first thought. My second thought, I want to pull out my phone because I just want to make sure I jotted it right, because I said the first point was meekness is not weakness. My second point is where there is peace, there comes release. Again, where there is peace, there comes release. Now, this is for people who don't understand the power of a safe space for men. Men need a safe space. A safe space meaning no judgment, no, you know what I'm saying, no hounding, no questioning. Sometimes you just need a safe space where they can release, like all the pressure as a black man that we go under in this society is difficult. Nobody really understands that, how difficult it is to navigate this world. And sometimes it's important to provide a safe space. If you're married to a man, if you're friends, you got your sibling, or you know what I'm saying? Like, it's important how environment is, it's key to a man and the balance of it all. Like, release the pressure, the strain, the anxieties, the frustrations, the anger. A safe space is key. Where there is peace, there is release. When there is chaos, you gotta get the opposite. You get that, you know. And so, I feel for me as an emotional being, I thrive where there is peace. I thrive in spaces that are safe. I can be disarmed. I can put the facade down. But where there's judgment and there is constant pricking and, you know, it just doesn't work. It just not happening. And so it's important. Where there is peace, there comes release. I just want to encourage, if you're a spouse or a significant other or a sibling or just a friend, for a man that is dealing with a lot on day to day, moment to moment, help them provide a safe space. Be their peace. I'm gonna say again, be their peace. That man needs peace in order to get release. All of the pressure, all of the weight, all of the stress, all of the anxieties, all of the judgment, all of the stuff that a man can carry at any given moment, where there is peace, there comes release. Oh, man, the power of a safe space. You do not understand that there is power in that. And if you can provide a man a safe space, you're going to see a whole different side of him. A space where there's no judgment, there's no hounding, there's no opinions, there is nothing. Just a safe space for them to just be. You know what I'm saying? Open, honest, open, and transparent. And so, again, where there is peace, there comes release. My final thought. This is big. This is for the guys, because this is something that I abide by, and I'm gonna say this. And these are kind of catchy little phrases, but your stability needs accountability. I'm gonna say it again. Your stability requires, it needs accountability. What I mean by that is that in order to be stable in your mind, your body, your soul, and in your life, you need a balance. You need somewhere where you can be like somebody to help. You need checks and balances, basically, okay? Meaning that you need to have people that's going to check you when you're going too far. You need some people that's going to hold you accountable when you're doing wrong. You need somebody to call your foul. Sometimes it's hard for a man to call his own foul. That's just the way, the bravado of it all. Like, yo, you know, I can't do no wrong. You know, no. You need accountability. You need to see, have somebody say, bro, you're wrong. Bro, you off. Bro, you need help. Bro, you need to chill. Your stability needs accountability. In order for your stability, I mean, you need balance. Like, you need to be able to be stable. Not leaning towards one side. You need that place where somebody can help you deal with checks and balances. That stability, checks and balances, accountability, okay? Your stability needs it. Accountability. Find you a circle of accountability. It may not be a big circle. It may be a small circle. But someone that helps provide a safe space. Sometimes you don't need a safe space. You need that chaos to shake you up. The checks and balances to tell you you are off. You tripping. Accountability is not comfortable. Sometimes it's a licking. Sometimes it is taking it on the cheek. That accountability is key to your stability. I'm talking to you, man. Your stability needs accountability. You need someone to help check you and make sure that you're staying balanced. And you know what I'm saying? So checks and balances, it requires for your stability. So I had to fuss a little bit because I feel seems, you know, walking around unchecked is not cool. Going off on people, treating people any kind of way, being unethical, you know what I'm saying? Being unintegral, being unaccountable. That's not cool. And so I'm sorry. I just felt like I needed to share that because, you know, in this world, we already are dealing with so many pressures as a man. And in order for us to level up and be respected and looked upon as pivotal key figures in this community, it requires us to walk in integrity. And in order to get that level of integrity, it requires stability and accountability. You know what I mean? And so for my life, I noticed as I navigate, you know, life, the ups, the ebbs and flows, I do need those checks and balances. There's some times where I go too, veer off to the left too far, or I go veer off to the right. And sometimes you got to have some people who's going to tell you what you don't want to hear at times. You can't surround yourself with people who's just going to tell you what you want to hear. And so I intentionally surround myself, my circle of accountability, and life has changed. You know, different seasons requires different shifts in the people in your circle. But my circle of accountability has kind of been remain the same for a while. And they're the type of people that just tell me about myself. Like, bro, you tripping. You being emotional. You tripping. That's what it is. You need that. You need somebody to tell you what you don't want to hear at times. And then, yes, you need sometimes to be some support. You need, at times, you need somebody to support you and provide you that safe space to hear you, to help you to be feel seen and appreciated. So I just wanted to just kind of talk about that whole being emotional. I feel like it's completely fine for a man to deal and express emotions. And when we're talking about this whole soft boy era and, you know, and kind of ridiculing it a little bit, man, you know, that ain't me. That ain't me. I have no problems being able to be emotional and vulnerable because it doesn't make me less of a man. It doesn't. I feel like it makes me more of a man. And that's for me. Now, for you, it's different. Maybe being less emotional works for you. Maybe that's part of the way you're wired. So I can't judge you for being not as emotional as I am. But don't judge me because I'm emotional. Don't say I'm gay or don't say, you know, saying no offense to that. But I'm saying, like, don't say that I am, you know, I am being more feminine because I'm being emotional. That I don't think that's right. And so I think that's what people kind of associate men who are being emotional to kind of being more effeminate. And that's not cool. I know we associate emotions to women and all that stuff, but I think we need to debunk that and just really be fine with men that are able to express their emotions and be vulnerable in the right context. I say again, in the right context. So I just wanted to share that because, you know, it's an observation in my life. I know that I'm different than some men. I'm different, you know, but I do sometimes when people think because my meekness is like, oh, yeah, he's weak. No, I'm not. Oh, yeah, I can tear some stuff up. Oh, trust me. It can go from 0 to 100 quick. But I choose not to. That's a choice. It takes strength to make that choice. So meekness is not weakness. And I'm thankful for having a space, a safe space to be at peace. And I'm thankful for my circle of accountability. And so I just wanted to talk to you, man. And if for women, if you want to understand the side of a man, listen to what I've shared. I'm saying it's important to provide a safe space for him. It's important that he's accountable, that he has checks and balances. Not just surrounded with friends that just supports his wrongdoings or his bad habits. Like, you need friends that's gonna check you. And just that's just the nature of the of walking, being emotional, you know. And that's just how I kind of flow, you know. I just want to encourage you again to understand that health is wealth. The health in your mind, the health in your body, the health in your soul. All of this plays into that. walking in your full self, your honest, open, transparent self. It's so key to having a healthy walk of life. I want the best for you. I really do. And I'm for those who's listening, I'm listening, man, that it's okay to be meek. It's essential to have a safe space, and it's important to have accountability. Those are three things, thoughts that I wanted to share today, and just wanted to just kind of, you know, take a moment and just talk about that. And as the, you know, just debunk all this whole emotional stuff and men, like, it's fine. It's completely fine to share emotion and be vulnerable, man, like in the right context. And of course, I'm open for discussion with it. You know, this is more of a monologue and sharing it, but I know I'll have discussions more about it. But it's important. This is so key, okay? Meekness is not weakness. You know, where there is peace, there comes release. And men, your stability needs accountability. Man, take that, take a moment to reflect, think on it, expound on it, process it. Let me know. Hit me up on the DMs, comments. If you know me personally, you have my number. You can text me. However, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. It's time for us to level up. It's time for us to be healthy. All right? Live your best life. All right, y'all. That's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Battle Wounds podcast. And I'm your host, Amos St. John. And remember, health is wealth. Until next time, bye.